Reflections on Independence Day. This is what I witnessed in London that I recalled some 8 years later on the eve of our independence. What I witnessed was the Battle of Britain, the battle that turned the tide, the battle of the few against the many. It climaxed several terrible months, perhaps the most terrible and the greatest months in Britain's history, when she stood alone after the fall of Norway, Denmark, Holland, Belgium, and France, with Italy linked to Germany, the United States neutral, German submarines taking a savage toll of British shipping, and an invasion expected daily. Then came the nightly attacks by the Luftwaffe, with their massive destruction and dreadful casualties to the British people. I saw the nightly trek to the shelters at the sound of the siren, and I was impressed by the orderly and cheerful manner in which the people behaved. I sometimes saw them when they emerged after the long night to find their homes in ruins. I saw them go about their business during the day, as if the nightly horror did not exist. And I saw them proceed without panic to the shelters when there were daylight raids. I heard the defiant tones of Churchill on the radio, and I saw defiance growing daily in the expressions and actions of the people. "We can take it," was their slogan at the time, though any rational analysis of the respective strength of Germany and Britain would have shown that they did not have a chance. Few of them could have told you how they would win, but they were utterly certain that they would. I was enormously impressed by the spirit of this people who faced such odds with such confidence. My faith in human capacity has always been strong, and what I witnessed then reinforced it. Reflections on Pioneering. Times change, conditions change, and the form taken by idealism changes with them. In the early kibbutzim, the members lived for years in tents, then for years in wooden huts, and only fairly recently did they allow themselves the luxury of stone or concrete houses. Today, a new kibbutz may get permanent housing within a year or two. Does this make them less pioneers? Surely their response to the challenge of the kibbutz way of life shows them to be of the same fiber as the early pioneers. To be an idealist does not mean going back to the conditions of the past.